Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight. Good to be here. It is straight up 9 o'clock, and I'm ready to go. People might learn to start getting a little bit earlier because it blasts off a little sooner sometimes. Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks for all your prayers for me personally. I've been working really hard during the day. I took a break yesterday and today, so I'm doing better. I feel great. I'm just wearing myself out. I tend to be a workaholic. Yes, I really do. I tend to be a workaholic. So y'all pray for me that my workaholicism, and I get to www.workaholicanonymous or something, whatever it would be. I don't know. But anyway, God is really good, and we are really believing Him for the fullness of what He wants to do. One of the main things that we do is that we talk about the season that we're in. And so you have to realize that when seasons change, we're here to, you know, let you know that they're changing and let you know what's going on specifically. So that's what we do. That's one of the things that we do, and we do a lot more than that. God has called us to do a lot more than that, of course, but one of the many things that we do, and we're so grateful to God that He has called us to do it. So we're going to do that a little bit tonight, at a little bit different level, a little bit different place. So if you want to know where we are, what God's doing, listen in. All right, if you want to give tonight, you can do that by going to don't know how to get there, just give me a text. Text me at 214-505-8719. That's the personal ministry number. And you can text me like right now live and say, send me that link. And I will do that. Let me go ahead and get that up so in case somebody asks, I'll be ready. But if you want that link, we'd be glad to get it to you if you want to give an offering tonight to the Lord and to BGN. We'd be more than happy to do that. So, yeah. All right. Here we go. All right. All right. If you want to do that, like I said, ask for the link. I will send the link to you. It's much easier to send you the link than to tell you how to write it all down. And that way it makes sense. You just click on your phone and you can copy and paste it to your computer if you want, however you want to do it. And we'd be glad to get that to you, give you a chance to be a blessing and to get blessed. Yeah, we really believe God blesses people when they give, especially when they're doing it willingly. There's a whole scriptural basis for willing giving, not manipulation, willing dealing, but outright just giving willingly, wanting to give, loving to give, knowing that, you know, you're giving to the Lord, and that thanksgiving offering to Him is done willingly. And so if you want to do that, and if you feel like God's speaking to you about it, then, yeah, call him. And 214-505-8719, and I will get it to you. Yes, I will. All right, let's see what else is going on before I get into our teaching for tonight, for our revelation time. I have some things God gave me just really today as far as specific scriptures that I'm going to share with you that are very, very important to where we are and exactly what's going on and what place we're at as a church. You're in the church, you love the church of Jesus Christ, then you want to know what part of the church leadership is being exalted right now. You know, God exalts sometimes the pastor, sometimes the evangelist, right? Sometimes the teacher, sometimes, you know, the apostle, and so it's sometimes the prophet. And it just depends on where we're at and what is needed. It's not that all the other ones don't function. They do. But when God gets ready for the prophet to function, then the prophet is exalted before the Lord, right? In other words, he who humbles himself before the Lord, God shall exalt in due season. And so those things are seasonal. They're seasonal. And right now we're in the season, you know, what I believe, Joel 2, in a sense of in the last days, you know, my sons and my daughters are going to prophesy. You know, and I really believe that we're in an hour, in a time, in a season where the prophet realm is really stirred up and God is really exalting it in due season, right? As we all talk about all the time, we know that the very last two people, two ministries, whoever they are, the two witnesses in the book of Revelation just happen to be prophets, right? Not apostles, not teachers, not evangelists. They are prophets. And, yeah, so we always have all the others. God has all of them all the time because they're all needed all the time. But there are seasons. He will exalt you in due season. And so when that due season comes along, that happens. And we are in the due season. We're in a harvest season for the prophet realm. And so get ready for that because it's going to go to higher levels than you've ever seen it before. It'll be a little scary to some who don't understand what's going on. Some are going to get upset. We had a lady the other night come on the show, and she didn't understand what we were talking about, Marcus and Joni and all that. And though we've given our love to them many times and asked you guys to pray for them many times for the loss of Marcus and, you know, man of God, who God used to help me, talk much love about Marcus over the years. And but when it comes time as a prophet to speak the word of the Lord, I have to speak as a prophet, right? And she only heard little bits and pieces of it. She was not very happy. And I took her call. If you didn't listen to that, you might want to listen to it. We spoke to her and gave her the information that that she could have the full information and not enter into false accusation or bitterness over something that she did not have a clue she was talking about, mainly because she hadn't heard all of it, right? Yeah. So we're going to see a lot of that as the prophet begins to rise up. Not that we can't be compassionate. Of course we're compassionate. Not that we can't be loving and gentle. Of course we are. But when God gets ready to speak and say some things, then he's going to say it in a way that's going to be shocking. We're entering into the shock season, right? So, yeah. All right. Let's get into the word of the Lord tonight, the things I want to speak with you about. Very specific. We kind of talked about it a little bit here and there, but not much. You know, we talked about Jeremiah many times, how Jeremiah was given the word of the Lord when Israel did not let the land rest, did not let the land have the Sabbath for 70 years. You know, it didn't happen after 6 months. God didn't judge him after 6 months or a year. You know, you didn't let the land rest. It's been 6 months. You're going down. You know, we have to realize the real nature of God, the way God really is. Instead of this hyper phony bunch of hyper faith people, you know, and Kenneth Copeland is one of them. He's really, there's others, I'm sure, but he's the main one that's a hyper faith person, though he has a lot of good teachings and a lot of other things. But that's very much hyper, and we're going to talk about, we'll be using him as an example. Like, we'll be picking on him a little bit. As much as I love him, we're going to have to confront some things here just to purify the body of Christ from things that need to be cleansed of, from all of us, every one of us. So Jeremiah, we talked about Jeremiah all during the prophet, prophecies about, you know, Trump and Biden and all that. And I've warned for months and months and months before the election even happened that God was using me like Jeremiah to say that God is sending Nebuchadnezzar to come and take you down. And so we're seeing that happen. That's literally starting to happen. It's just begun, but it happened in three phases. And so we talk about all that. I'm not getting into all that tonight. But so we use Jeremiah, and the scripture I'm going to use tonight mentions Jeremiah, so I want to make sure you have a little bit of a background on why I'm saying this and why the Lord is having me talk about this tonight. It's very, very important for you to understand, to fit it in into your mind where we are at and what's going to happen and what is happening. So I prophesied for months and months. Like I said, just like Jeremiah, I'm prophesying to the body of Christ, saying that because of merchandising and the prophets have thumbed their nose in the face of God about that. I have to do a lot of other things right, but God just happens to, when God picks on one thing, when he says one thing, mess with him, and they don't change that one thing, you know, they may have 100 other things that are messed up, but when God starts picking on one thing or chooses one thing to mess with, remember with, you know, there were certain people like Samson had a Nazirite vow, and when Delilah took him out, what was the one thing that she got out of him that took him down? Just one thing. One thing. You know what that was? Cutting his hair. Remember? So when she cut his hair, then he went down, and they blinded him. And even though God still used him, he lost his favor, which is very sad. But yet we have to say, speak what the Lord says, what the Bible says about what's happening, how God deals with things, not the way people want us to feel and think, the feeling thing. Oh, you hurt my feelings. You know, God hurts my feelings sometimes, I guarantee you. And I learned not to let Jezebel, twisted sister, if you will, get in there and mess with me and try to get me on my feeling thing. You hear my feelings. You know, God says, just be humble. So Jeremiah, we talked about Jeremiah and how Jeremiah was used by God to prophesy and say, God is sending Nebuchadnezzar to take you down. God is sending Nebuchadnezzar, and it happened in three different times, three different levels. Of course, Nebuchadnezzar was sent by God. See, people have a hard time with that. Oh, how can you say that? That's so mean to say that God would send Nebuchadnezzar to kill people and to tear down the temple. That's very un-American or un-Israelite, un-Israeli. It's not very patriotic. And the whole thing, it's all fits in right here. And so this is kind of what's going on here. And so so Jeremiah prophesied, and he said the Lord is bringing him. And so if you try to change it, if you try to stop Nebuchadnezzar from taking it down, in other words, what I'm saying is that God is taking down the church leadership. It's not the body of Christ most necessarily, it's so much as it is judging the church leadership. The church leadership, and so it's kind of a little bit different thing, but the ways that it's happening and going to happen are very extremely similar. So that's why you need to listen to this and then let me interpret it the best I can for you and translate it for you and how it's fitting into today and what's actually happening and going to happen in the coming months and years. So that at least you guys will be prepared. Nobody else may be prepared. I don't know. But at least you'll be prepared. So God is dealing with the leadership of the church, judging that. Judgment starts at the house of God, and I'm saying it's not the chief, it's the leadership. All right. So Jeremiah prophesied, let the land rest. It's about letting the land rest. Can you believe God put them in bondage? God let Nebuchadnezzar come get them because they didn't let the land rest on the Sabbath. They didn't give the land the Sabbath. I mean, that's why it all happened. It wasn't because they were fornicating and committing adultery, you know. No, it was that one thing. Just like with, we talked earlier about Samson. It was that one thing. People don't understand it. Why is God picking on that? Why is he picking on that? Well, I don't know. Ask God. I don't know. that's what prophets do. They tell you what God's picking on. And you find out God's picking on something, you might want to change it, right? You might want to try to turn it around. And just like Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, Jeremiah gave Israel many years of warning. So did we give many years of warning about the merchandising. People didn't take it very seriously, just like they didn't take Jeremiah very seriously. God would never let Israel go down. We're Israel. We're God's people. That will never happen to us. God is love. We're going to talk about the God is love thing pretty soon. God is a good God. He would never, Kenneth Copeland, you know, big time. God is a good God. He would never let that happen. God doesn't do anything bad or evil to people or kill people. That's the devil. You know, and so we're going to bring a balance to all that, and we're going to whack away at some of that teaching. So get ready for that. Bless their heart. So God was picking on that thing about the Sabbath, letting the land rest. And so he put them in bondage for 70 years, a year for every year that they didn't let the land rest. That's how he judged them. That's how he said it. Oh, that was so mean. Why just letting the land rest? What does that have to do with anything? Well, I mean, I'm not going to explain it all right now, but if God says it, that's it, man. If he says to Samson, don't let anybody know that cutting your hair is a big thing with me and you, then you let people know that they're going to take you down. It was just that one thing. A little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump, y'all. And depending on what that leaven is, you know, and God says, get that out. You better get that out and get it out quick. Because if you don't, there's going to be judgment coming to you. And God is not an unjust God, as many people will accuse him of with, you know, like that lady with the other day when she got on the show with me, basically, because she didn't hear everything, she was basically saying that I was being unjust and unfair and cold. How could I dare do that? You know, so bless her heart. We talked for a little bit. I think maybe he helped her understand some. But, you know, when God says something, friend, that's it. If you don't think it's incompassionate, talk to God about it. I mean, get it right with God, whatever the thing is. Marcus didn't get it right. He happened to be the head of a bunch of merchandisers. The whole network is a bunch of merchandising, selling Jesus. If you're selling the Word of God, the Word of God is holy. You'll sell that, ever. And they wouldn't listen to that. God would never take, you know, somebody down for, that's the way we make money for the body of Christ. God would never do that for the Randy. That's so mean. Yeah, okay. All right, well, talk to God. I mean, it's the word of the Lord. Of course, they don't believe that I'm a true prophet. They don't believe that my words are coming from God, or they would have listened, you know. So sometimes it takes a little action to do it. All right, so let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 36, and let's read that for a minute. I want to focus in on that a little bit here and kind of tell you what's going on right now. All right, so we're just getting into the message. In case you missed the first part of the message, you may be mad at me too, so I don't know. Go get in a little earlier and just make sure to watch to see when we're on. All right, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12. Remember I have talked about, before I read this, I have talked about to you last week let me get rid of this here. That I was seemingly playing with it a little bit, but I said, yeah, when Marcus died, he met Jesus at the pearly gates, and the Lord says, welcome, Marcus. You did a great job, except for this one thing. You never stopped merchandising my gospel. And because of that, you know, I wanted, you know, but you can get it right with Randy later. Remember I talked about that? You can get it right with the, you should have gotten that right with the prophet. You knew him. You knew of him. You knew what was going on. You should have gotten it. You should have humbled yourself. Remember I said all this about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe several times? And people think, well, they thought I was playing, and kind of in a way I was. But I wasn't. When I read this to you tonight, you're going to see that it was very scriptural, actually. Very, very scriptural. And so, and because, Marcus, you didn't get it right, you know, it's caused some problems, and that's why you're here with me now, because, you know, I had to do according to my word, and God did according to his word, whether anybody likes it or not. All right, and the grieving, the suffering it's causing, It's not even finished yet. It's just really beginning. But God's going to use it as an example. He's going to harden Daystar's neck, hearts, stiffen their neck. He will do that so that they will fight harder and make a bigger show, just like in Pharaoh, days of coming out of Egypt. God hardened their hearts to make a really big shoe. It's a really big shoe, like we said. It's going to be a really big shoe. All right, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12. Y'all ready for this? 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 12. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of his God. He didn't humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Lord. Now, remember we're talking about that, how I kind of playfully said when Marcus opened up, walking through the gates of glory, the Lord met him and said, yeah, he did a really great job, except for just one main thing I was upset about, and that was merchandising. And don't worry, though, you can get it right with Randy later, right? And here he says the same thing about Jeremiah. He said that the king, Israel, did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, his God. He didn't humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who was speaking from the mouth of the Lord. You didn't humble yourself before him. Well, that shouldn't be, oh no, that's not very good. You don't humble ourselves before the prophet. We humble ourselves before God. But, friend, you don't understand the office of a prophet. It's not that I need people to ask forgiveness of me, or Jeremiah didn't need people to ask forgiveness of him. It was that he was the vessel that God was using to speak from the mouth of God. And so God connects you to that so that he protects you, he watches over you, because when you're given his word, the word that he wants spoken, and he's having you do it and you're doing what he said, oh, it's just like you and him are one. And so, okay, he says, 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 12, and the king of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. He didn't humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Lord. Verse 12, the next verse, he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar. Because Jeremiah told him, said, don't rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. Well, we're going to rebel against Biden. We're going to rebel against all this. Right? And remember, if you guys remember any of this, I told you right after Biden started, before he was, you know, January the 20th, whenever it was, when it was finalized, way before that, I told you that God spoke to me and said, do not try to rise up and take down and stop what God has done. Let Nebuchadnezzar come in and let Biden be the president. There's a reason for it, right? And that's what he's addressing here. He says he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar. Well, we should rebel against Biden. He's a man. We should rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah, God sent Nebuchadnezzar to deal with the leadership of the church, really to deal with Israel, this one. And you rebelled against him. And some of the people tried to escape. And when they tried to escape from Nebuchadnezzar's rule, they got killed. Remember, I told you guys about that? I said, the same thing's going to happen. People who try to, you know, run and escape from Biden and try to go around his stuff, they're going to be taken out. Remember that? I spoke very specifically about that information. Now I'm reconfirming it with you according to Scripture. Hang on a second. I'm trying to explain to you what's going on and where we are at with all this. So verse 30, chapter 36, 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 13, he's reviving him that Jeremiah said King Nebuchadnezzar come in and takes over Israel, don't try to escape, don't try to run, don't try to counter it, don't try to stop it, right? And that's what he's saying the king did. And also he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who made him swear by God, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. And turning to the Lord was about, you know, the first thing was really over Israel was about not letting the land rest. Right? So this is what's going on. And it's the thing God shows. God says, this is why I'm taking you down. It's not because of adultery, fornication. He didn't like any of this stuff, of course, against the law. But what did he choose to take him down for? That one thing. You got to remember that with God. And you can fight against it if you want. It's up to you. And this is hard for people to take because you got some people up here who hate Biden. And I voted for Trump both times. Never voted for Biden. Wouldn't vote for Biden. And then God gave me a vision, told me to do it. Oh God. That's the truth. And so, so when the king rebelled, it wasn't good for him. All right, next verse, verse 14. Moreover, all the chief of the priests, now watch this, this is the chief of the priests, and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nation, and they polluted the house of the Lord, which he had made holy in Jerusalem. Right? Yeah. The house of the Lord has been polluted, and most people don't even have a clue. You tell them about, it's about merchandising, and Jesus took a whip and drove them out of the temple and said, my father's house is not a place of doing business. You don't do business with God's stuff. They don't listen. They have all these reasons, all this stuff. Thus saith the Lord again. Moreover, all the chief of the priests, the head leadership of the priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations. They polluted the house of the Lord, which he had made holy in Jerusalem. All right, verse 15. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent to them by his messengers to rise up early and sending. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Why was God sending Jeremiah the prophet to give these words? To save. It was compassionate. It wasn't judgmental. It wasn't evil. It was God's compassion. But God's compassion, people think, oh, that's not goodness. That's not the goodness of God to be talking like that, Brother Randy, about Nebuchadnezzar coming to take down Jerusalem. That was horrible. No, God did that. Right? It's like God has let Biden come in. That's the same thing. You can like it, dislike it, doesn't matter. It can difference to me. I'm not. You can fight with me if you want to. It won't do you any good. I'm going to do what God does me, okay? So just pray and get right with God. That's all I can say. And so whatever God's saying to do, and they rebel against that, that becomes an abomination, which all this stuff has. And now judgment has fallen, and it's just beginning about the merchandising. All right. The Lord of the Father sent his messengers rising up early because he had compassion on his people, verse 15, and on his dwelling place. Upwards, but what was it? Because he had compassion on his people. Didn't sound compassionate. Sounded rough. Sounded like he was not a patriot. That's for sure. Jeremiah was not a patriot. Oh, that's for really sure. No, he was not. You don't talk about taking the temple down and destroying Jerusalem and taking out Israel. You're going to be accused of being very unpatriotic. That's for sure. Believe me, I know about that one. All right. All right, verse 16, but they mocked. This is what happened. I told you some of these people, Hank Kuhneman, Lance Wallnau, and one of the Kenneth Copeland Network, I can't think of the guy's name, and Morial Morello was on there too. Morial Morello I don't remember Morial Morello being involved in the mocking, but they sat there, Hank Kuhneman and, Lance Wallnau, which I've always liked, both of them, the guy that runs that show for Kenneth Copeland, sat there, and they started mocking. You know what they did? I saved it. I saved the video. They're like going, hey, man, you want to buy my book? And I mean, they're sitting right there talking to each other. No, well, why don't you buy my book? No, well, you buy mine. No, you buy mine. I'll give you a good deal on my book. And they were just mocking what we talk about, the merchandise, mocking about it, laughing. Oh, no, buy my book. No, buy my book. I'll give you a good deal on it, But you got to pay for it first. That's what they said. I mean, they literally said it. They said, no, but you got to pay for it first. Because one of them said, can you send it to me? And he said, no, you got to buy it. They mocked verse 36, chapter 36, verse 16. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and scoffed at his prophets until, now watch this. People say we're not appointed to wrath. I'm going to talk about that tonight too a little bit, what that really means. Mocked, scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people until there was no remedy. In other words, God says, you keep resisting my compassion over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, then my wrath is going to come. So his wrath, so that was considered wrath. This is 2 Chronicles 30, chapter 36, verse 16, talks about his wrath. How did his wrath come? Well, he took captive, he sent Nebuchadnezzar in to what? Pour out wrath. So are God's people appointed to wrath? Well, in this case, they were. But what does that really mean, they were not appointed to wrath? We're going to read that a little bit later, and I'm going to share it with you, what it really means. It's not what everybody says. All right. The Lord arose against his people and poured out wrath on Israel, his people, until there was no remedy. In other words, there was no remedy. There was no fixing it. It was done deal, done. Just like we've been saying, this whole deal is a done deal. We're in a new season, a new time. God is judging the false prophets, the ones who love God, but have spoken in their own inspiration about Trump and a lot of other things, and plus mocking me, very specific. I was the only one doing this, talking like this, as you guys know. People did research on this. I was the only one doing this. They were mocking me. They were mocking the word of the Lord, the merchandise. They were mocking it. And I named their names. There was, I'm sure that other people did it too, but I saw this with my own eyes, heard it with my own ears. They didn't mention my name, but I knew who it was. All right, verse 17, next verse. Therefore he brought on them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary. Oh, that is so incompassionate. But how can you speak about that? That is so ugly. That is so naughty. You shouldn't be saying that. That is so, it's the word of the Lord. You got to look at the word of the Lord. Well, we got a better covenant. Yeah? Well, let's look at that better covenant on the book of Acts. The day, a few months after the book of Acts, the church was poured, had been birthed. Grace had been poured out through Jesus Christ. The church is born. Christ went to the right hand of the Father, sent the Holy Spirit. The church is moving along. What happens? Ananias and Sapphira come in. What does God do with them? Had no compassion whatsoever. He killed them both. He killed them both. Now, I don't know all the reason behind it or the purpose behind it, but that's what happened. That was new covenant, friend. So you don't tell me the new covenant thing. I don't want to hear it because you don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, the prophet is moving tonight. I'm not really sorry. All right. Therefore, he brought to them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with a sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young men or virgin, old men or gray-headed. He gave them all into his hand. That is so, that's just so wrong. That's so, how can you talk like that? Right? Well, we all understand how we can talk like that. Because some of you talking the same thing. Well, because you know what? We're all learning, man. It's okay. We're all learning. We are all learning. So that's how I put all that. We're all learning. All right. It says in, let me do a little search here if we can find this. Okay. Let me do a search here. That's what I'm talking about. All right. All right, we're going to find that. The scripture where it says we're not appointed to wrath. Let me get that real quick here. Thank you for hanging on for a minute here. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. 2 Thessalonians 5, 9 and 10. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. This is where everybody says, we're not appointed to wrath. We're not going to be here for the tribulation or the great tribulation, but we're not appointed to wrath. And they totally misread the whole thing. I'm going to read this to you just for a second. Let's look at verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 3. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, for they should overtake you as a thief. You are children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Let us not sleep as others do. Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night and are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, put on the breastplate of love and helmet of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the wrath he's talking about here, eternal wrath. Once you're saved, because there's different kinds of wrath. The wrath that hell is a wrath. And so once you're saved, you're not appointed to that wrath anymore. You're a child of the day. You're a child of God. You're not appointed to eternal wrath, right? And so just like Ananias and Sapphira, that was wrath. That was pretty rough stuff. And right here, we're talking about this is to Israel. Israel had wrath poured on them. When Nebuchadnezzar came, the Bible calls it wrath. So we're not appointed to wrath. Doesn't apply. You have to apply it where it fits. There it's talking about we're not appointed to wrath in 1 Thessalonians 5. It's talking about your eternal salvation because when people are sent to hell, that's the wrath of God. Hell is the wrath of God. Well, when you're saved, you're no longer appointed to that, right? That's not the wrath. You're not appointed to that wrath anymore. That's done. That's over with. Yeah, you're saved from that. You're not appointed to that. But people totally misunderstand all this stuff. We're going to get into it little by little. And right here you see God to his own people, Israel, over not letting the land rest. Wrath over not letting the land rest. That was a thing he called them on. All right, y'all getting this? So when we're talking about Marcus Lamb and all the things that are going on, with all that, I know what it sounds like, but we're in the realm of the prophet realm. We're in the God is exalting the prophets, and when God exalts the prophets, the prophet brings blessing, and the prophet brings cursing because they tell you what the word of the Lord is, and then if you choose to not do the word of the Lord, you curse yourself. Right? In a sense, yeah, God curses you. People say, oh, God, Kenneth Copeland, you know, I love Kenneth Copeland. I say it over and over and over again. The people calling in are listening in for the first time. I go, he doesn't like Kenneth Copeland. No, I love Kenneth Copeland. I've been around Kenneth Copeland all the time. Read his books. He's got some great teachings on covenant and a bunch of other stuff. But his hyper-faith movement is an abomination. I'm going to speak it exactly the way it is. It's an abomination. Because what he does, he tries to take away the part of God that God judges and God deals with things, that God, the God that killed Ananias and Sapphira in the New Testament when grace had just been poured out. You have to have twisted sister, friend, to change all that. You can't read the full Word of God, New and Old Testament, and come up with that nonsense. It's totally nonsense. It's totally abomination. It's an abomination. And it has totally disregarded God in his full character, in his full nature. It takes away part of the nature of God. You can't do that. Kenneth Copeland, I'm sorry. I love you, man. You can't take away part of the nature of God. That's New Testament. That's Old Testament. It's God all the way through. It's in the book of Revelation. You see Jesus Christ coming back and killing people. Oh, God would never kill nobody but the child of God. That's just a lie from hell. Where do they get this stuff, man? I'm really honest to God. I should try to believe it because I love Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts was a God is a good God, and I believe God is a good God. But good in their eyes, good in my eyes, good in Kenneth Copeland's eyes, they try to make God like a human being. God is not a human being. And they totally have disregarded, and it's an abomination. And I'm going to call it exactly what it is. The other things you've got – right on, beautiful, precious, Word of God, wonderful thing, a good man, and has some heresy. And I used to wouldn't have called it that, but I do now. I call things what they are. Okay, so only for one reason, because it's compassion. It's the compassion of Christ, like we read in the scripture earlier. It's the compassion. God is having compassion on his people. That's why he tells you those things. Second Chronicles 36, verse 17, because he was having compassion on them. Just read verse 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You'll see it all right there. All right. Oh, verse 15, there it is. Because he had compassion on his people. That's why he gave them those rough messages. Oh, that's mean. Yeah, I know. I know what it looks like. And listen to some of these teachers teach, and you'll be calling God mean. You'll be calling God the devil. God can do whatever he wishes and use whatever he chooses to use, whether it be his word or Satan. Paul the Apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 said specifically that we turned this guy over to say he was in incest with his mother. 1 Corinthians 5. I know some people say it was his stepmother, but I studied this, and one of these nights I'm going to get into it. Because it was a very specific reason why God was dealing with incest with a man sleeping with his mother in the New Testament. It's in 1 Corinthians 5 and 2 Corinthians. There's a lot of verses on that. Why would God do that about that one particular thing? Because we're going to talk about it very specifically. We've already talked about some, but some people say, "Oh, that was his stepmother," because you know. We're going to talk to you about. We're going to show it to you in Scripture. So we're going to try to bring the real Word of God out the way it really is, instead of this phony bunch of half-baked, you know, let's don't say that. That's not very nice. We shouldn't say that it's a mother. We should say it's a stepmother. I'm going, yeah, that's Jezebel. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show it to you, too. When I get through with that, on that, you're going to see it. It's as easy to see as your hand in front of your face. It's mind-boggling how they could, Twisted Sister could take that and mess that up. I've done my share of it, so I guess I know. All right. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thanks for sending your love and your prayers for PGN. We really talk. We appreciate it. We really want to talk that up and believe God to, you know, bless you guys. And bring some understanding on what God is really doing instead of what some of the preachers that I love, and some of them have a lot of good stuff, but some of their stuff is pure trash. Pure trash. Oh, Shannon says, love these teachings lately. Thank you. I appreciate that. I love them too. We're going to get into a lot more. We're going to get into a lot more. I'm kind of shifting over a little bit more to some things. I think you're going to, hopefully we'll get the true nature of God. All right. If you want to give tonight, if you want that link, just send me a text at 214-505-8719, and I'll just text it to you. That way you can just click on it, click, 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 and if you want to give, you can do that tonight. All right. So here we are. I can't wait to do that teaching on the incest thing. You know, it's going to blow your mind. It did blow my mind. People just don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, man. That's Jezebel talking. I'm telling you. Twisted Sister is really good at, I mean, my God, it's amazing. All right. Okay. So we're working on this. Thank you for sending your offerings in. Now, when you listen to some of our teachers these days, these are really good teacher people. They really are good, but they're just wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And it's the scriptures. When you see it, it's just, you don't have to have twisted sister to help you mess it up. It's easy to see. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hallelujah. All right, let's go here. Thank you for being with us. Okay. All right, y'all, let's get ready to take communion tonight. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for praying with me. I've been working a lot more than usual. And I didn't realize, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm still young, but I'm not in my 30s, that's for sure. Yeah. All right. God is so good. He is so, so good. He's helped me so much, man. It's amazing. Yeah. Okay, let's get ready to do this. Get ready to take communion. Get your communion cup if you want. If you wish to take communion with us tonight. And we would love to pray with you. Believe God with you to heal you, deliver you, whatever you need from the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. You want that link to give tonight? Let me know. All right, let's get our communion. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the scripture tonight. And read the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I just love the Word more and more all the time. Corinthians 11. Lift up the cup and the bread. Take the bread tonight. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 11:23, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of it. Let's eat the bread. Lord God, thank you, Lamb of God, for your precious body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Let's take a cup tonight. Lift it up, Jesus. We thank you. Same manner, Christ also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, Lamb of God, precious is the body of Jesus. Precious is the Lamb of God who was slain. When he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. He gave thanks in the middle of his betrayal, knowing he was going to be betrayed. He was giving thanks. He said, take, eat, this is my body. After he had given thanks, that he knew the betrayer was going to want to run and tell the others where he was going to be so they could break his body. Tear his body up. Break it so the blood would come out. The flesh would be torn so you and I could be made whole. Friend. I declare tonight you are made whole in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He broke his body. That's why he said, he mentions the betrayer, because the betrayer was the one who set it all up. That was a setup man for you and I. Judas was not on our side exactly, but he was the one who got it done. Jesus couldn't turn himself in. It would have been suicide. God didn't like suicide. Right? He had to have somebody do it. He appointed Judas. Wow, that's mind-boggling information. I don't even like to go there. Wow. Gave thanks. He gave us precious. Satan himself hated Christ, but he was so freely in his giving. He did not charge for anything. He gave it freely. Those who are called to the platform ministry need to learn that. Christ doesn't sell his body. He gives it away. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, friend, about the part of God that people also don't like to hear about. And that is when he promised to Abraham, his covenant man, our spiritual father, he said, I'm going to curse those. I will curse those who curse you. I will. Not the devil. Not anybody else. I will curse them. I will curse them. I will. Oh, Brother John, but that whole said, no, that's no, that's our protection. He's not going to curse those who come against us and fight us a little bit. He's going to curse those who curse us. Whatever cursing is, For different people, it's different things. But, friend, you don't have to worry about who's cursing you. Oh, I wonder who's cursing me. Who's cursing me? Who's cursing me? I used to do that. I used to do it a lot. I wonder who it is. I can feel this thing. Who's cursing me? I talked that stuff for a long time. You know what? The Lord says, don't worry about it, because some people want to find out who it is so they can pray a heavy-duty prayer on them, right? Like, I'm going to find out who's doing this to me. I'm going to take them down, you know? And I've said the very same thing, all right? So if some of you say that right now, don't get offended. Just receive it. It's like when God, and the Lord spoke to me one day, he says, Randy, like, you know, like, he didn't really say my name, but like, got my attention. You know, you don't have to curse anybody because you don't know who's really cursing you or not. I will do it. Don't worry about it. Just do good to them. Bless them and let me take care of it. Because, friend, when you're taking care of it yourself, when you're trying to figure out who it is so you can nail them, that shows bitterness and unforgiveness. The Lord told me, he said, that shows that you've got bitterness and unforgiveness, Randy, when you're trying to figure, when you don't. Because I said, I would curse those who curse you, not you. I don't need you to do anything. All I would need you to do is bless them, do good to them. And when you're trying to curse them, it shows bitterness. It shows it shows you're not trusting God. You can't say you're doing good to somebody and blessing those who are cursing you and then turn around and curse them. No, God says in his word, I will curse those who curse you, and I will bless those who. You don't have to worry about blessing people. Yeah, you bless them in your own way, but God will bless them in his way. We do bless those who, we even bless those, do good to those, bless them who curse us. We don't curse them. You're trying to figure out who it is so you can curse them or wish, pray a heavy-duty prayer on them. You know, that, I think most of us have done that. All right, I'm not judging anybody. No, I'm judging myself. I judge you. I don't judge myself. Are you kidding me? I've done it all. That's why teaching scripture is so important. Don't worry about who's cursing you. If you start doing the thing God says and blessing them and doing good to them, send them a little offering, $5, you know, send them something, send them a card saying thank you, I love you, and then let God do it. If you're trying to do it, friend, it's going to mess you up bad. It'll mess you up bad. I know. I've talked a lot about that. I have messed it up bad. Oh, my gosh. It's horrific. It is horrific, the things I've done, not knowing what I was doing. God is merciful, man, but he still taught me. I got still burned, not in eternal hell. I didn't burn eternal hell. I burned from it. That unforgiveness has burned you. Boy, does it ever. Right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on. Y'all going to rise up and I'm going to rebuke them. No. You know how you rebuke them? Do good to them. Bless them. And then when you do that, it opens up the door for God. If he chooses to curse them, if they're truly cursing you, if they are, just because they're disagreeing with you, don't like you, that doesn't mean they're cursing you. A lot of people hate me if they leave me alone. It's those who hate me and come after me that are getting in trouble. Those who try to, you know, undermine the prophet and take the prophet down, you know, you don't mess with a servant of God when that servant of God is doing the will of the Father. And it's a hard thing to find people who will obey him on certain things. And you think God's not going to protect that prophet? Oh, he will. Trust me. Well, he protects you, all right. Yeah, just turn the other cheek, be kind, be nice, and let God do the cursing. He knows whether they're truly cursing you or not. They may not be cursing you. They may just be not like you and they may think they're doing you good. So let God be the judge of that. Do good to them. Right? I know that's hard. That takes the Holy. The Bible says if you just bless those who bless you, what good are you? There's no power behind that, you know? And I walk in the flesh a bunch on a lot of things. God says, Randy, warfare, the reason blessing people is the greatest, highest level of warfare and doing good to them because you're not getting drawn into unforgiveness and bitterness and judging them back for something that may be not really cursing you, but just they don't like you. Hey, a lot of people are not going to like you. Get used to it, friend. You don't turn around and curse them. Or believe God to curse them. God knows. Leave it to his hands. Leave it alone. He'll take care of it. I know it's difficult sometimes. Let him do it. I've messed up on that many times. Okay. So now that I've talked about my mess ups again, how about we get some things going on here? Let's start praying over offerings tonight. Thank you for giving. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for your love for BGN and being a blessing to God and God's people. Cool. Okay. Got it. Okay. I'm going to pray what offering you want to give tonight. And you need that link, just let me know. We will be happy to get it to you. All right. Let's start praying. Thank you, Jesus, tonight for your people who give tonight, God, that they will reap the harvest, God, that they plant in, that they give in Jesus' name, with their motives, their intentions, the ways that they give, God, in Jesus' name, in love and gratitude and thankfulness to you, Jesus, for what you've done for them. God, we thank you for that. We bless your holy name for that, God. In the name of Jesus. Y'all give me just a second here. I'm going to take a little shift here. All right. Shifting gears here. For offerings tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The love of the Father. All right, Carmen, $5. Thank you, Carmen. Just bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your activities, God, with her. Jesus said, I'm about my Father's business, and I thank you, Lord, for giving her heart to be about your business. And as you bless her for that, and you reward her for those activities, God, your activities with her. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. And I thank you, Lord, for adding those things to her, Father. In Jesus' name, the blessings, the full blessing of God. Hallelujah. Open it up. And let it be yes and amen to the blessings of God right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Baroha. Shekwande. Patora Boriha. Let the communion of the Holy Spirit be sweet, Jesus. Breaking into that communion where the body and the blood of Jesus is activated. The covenant of God for bringing your people into the homeland at home spiritually. And a homeland spiritually at home in the land of God with their homes and their houses and their spiritual life, whatever, in Jesus' name, hallelujah to the homeland. The homeland. Amen. Andrea, $5. Thank you, God, for Andrea. I thank you, Jesus, for setting the table before her in the midst of her oppressors, her enemies, God. Sometimes the things go on in our minds. You know where the enemy attacks our mind? The battle. People talk about the battle being in the mind. I think that's really true. A little more than we realize, I think. I know there's some really good teachings out there. I don't know who all has good teachings on that, but I know several other people have good teachings on the battlefield is in the mind. And the battlefield can be many different things, Andrea. And one of them is, you know, personal shortcomings that we all have that we have to overcome. But then there's the enemy whacking away at those shortcomings. As long as we have them or not, and we haven't dealt with them yet, he tries to use them to mess us up, yet we can believe God to cover us, right, during those seasons, until we've renewed our mind in those areas. And then there's just the outright attack of the enemy, right, against our minds, that the battlefield is in the mind. You know, it's not just, you know, we're not just making this stuff up. It's not like, it's just all in your head. Yeah, it is. It's all in the head, man, because if he can get the head, head is your head, your head is your head. If Jesus is not the head of your head in every area, then he's going to try to attack those areas, right? So God really showing you how to walk in that at a whole different level and just maturing you, growing you in ways you've never seen or known before. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Okay. All right. All right, let's go here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Anya, $7. Thank you, Anya. I just speak the calmness and the virtue, the virtues of Christ upon you. Anya, the virtues of Christ, the blessings, the virtues of Jesus, the virtues of Christ be upon you. And may he give you peace. May he reconcile you with your enemies. May he reconcile you. May the spirit of reconciliation be upon you. In Jesus' name, the spirit of reconciliation be upon you in the name of the Lord, right, where you're seeing your children, your family being reconciled before God. Hallelujah. That whole reconciling thing going on between you and the Lord and your family. Thanks just the reconciliation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that, for her. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Making known the ways of God. Not just, you know, God's general nature, but the ways of God, the way he does things. Some people, you know, like I talked about tonight, I love Kenneth Copeland, but I had to, he's one of the main, in the forefront. So if you're in the forefront, if you're a teacher, teachers receive the greater condemnation. So we're not like condemning him, of course, but he was in the forefront. He's in the forefront of many, many things that have been taught, that have been taught wrong. And so we are, you know, going to come through some of the things that have been taught wrong by some of these wonderful people, but gotten it wrong in some things. And we're going to work on that and, you know, set that right and bring so we can understand, you know, when we see something going on with one of our loved ones, we start thinking, oh, that's the devil, that's the devil. Well, it could be God. You know, I mean, God, sometimes God deals with things pretty tough if he really wants to go after somebody. I mean, like we've talked about that one situation, it's an extreme situation, but the situation that's in the Bible, in the New Testament with the Apostle Paul, he gave a young man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, for the saving of his soul. He gave it over to Satan. I mean, what is that? What is that? That's crazy stuff. It's in the Bible. It's the Word of God. And we have been taught all these things where we don't even pay attention to that. We think, well, that's just a total misrepresentation of the Word of God. No, it's not. So what I'm saying is that if we start recognizing the ways of God, we'll recognize what God's doing when he's dealing with one of our children, with our family members, with people who love us, who hate us, our friends, our enemies, you know, how God is dealing with them. Instead of rebuking what God is doing, we're going to go, oh, that's God. I believe that alone. And if it's the devil, of course we rebuke the devil. But sometimes God is putting people in circumstances that are just, it's just like, oh, my God, where's that coming from? God. Yeah, God's doing that. So we try to interfere with our prayers and counsel them, oh, the poor baby. And God's over there trying to answer your prayers. You know, I'm talking about in general, the body of Christ, me, you, all of us. And here we are rebuking the Lord, and then we don't even know it. I've done it. I think 99% of the body of Christ does it. I know they do. Maybe all of us. Because we don't know the ways of God. God's trying to teach us his ways. Right? Well, that's kind of what I see. God really teaching you about that, showing you about that, showing you the difference so that you come in agreement with God. When things get tough, we go, like, my mother's heart is like, oh, my baby. Of course, that's your baby. That's your children. That's, you know, the love of your life. So, of course, it's a whole different thing. And, you know, when Mary saw Jesus, Mary who gave birth to Jesus, saw him being nailed, being whipped and beaten? My gosh. Did you see that movie? Oh, her heart was torn. It's like it was prophesied. But what God was doing that. God was doing that to his son. Difficult. So the ways of God are way past finding out unless you listen to him about everything. And that's what I see God showing you, how to listen to the Lord. Become in agreement. All right, Angela Joy, $8.88. Thank you, Angela Joy. May God bless you. May God increase you. May God multiply you. May his face shine upon you. May his light be in your eyes. May your brain be full of the wisdom of God. May your heart be secure in Jesus. May your security in him be ever growing, ever secure, ever powerful, never waning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May God show his support toward you, with you, through you, in you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the confidence of God, the confidence of God in Jesus' name, hallelujah, God showing you when he's doing something. You know, we sometimes, just like I was talking with Anya, sometimes we see some really rough things going on. Like sometimes when we see the economy being whacked, many times what's going on is God's getting ready to transfer wealth. But we just go, oh, my God, am I going to lose my money? Am I going to go down? Am I going to go broke? Am I going to be poor? Am I going to fall apart? Or what's going to go on? And God's going, just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. Oh, but the prophets are saying that we're all going to starve. We're going to have soup lines. You know, okay, what prophets are we listening to? My gosh. And who's under judgment? Well, if you're in disobedience, yeah, you're going to be under judgment. Different levels of judgment, you're going to be into that. But if you're walking in obedience, you know, that when that stuff starts going on, it's a transfer of wealth time. Hallelujah. All right, Shalonda, $10. I don't know where I'm going with all this. Thank you, Jesus. Shalonda, 10. Thank you, Shalonda. In Jesus' name, I see a sobering of your faith in God. God washing away things that cause you to look the wrong direction, the wrong things. You know, like when we're trying to believe God for something and we're trying to look for some kind of sign, some kind of a something that shows us that God is moving, God is doing something. And, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes, you know, there's nothing to see. It's all what we hear. And you go into that thing just like a pilot learns to fly blind, if you will. They fly with their gauges only. In other words, they don't fly by where the sun is or the clouds are or the stars are. They fly by their gauges only. And God is really bringing your faith up and your discernment up and your sensitivity up where you're learning to fly by your gauges, you know. Amen. And trusting in the gauges God has put within you to gauge things, to judge things, to discern things. Hallelujah. All right. I love it. That is awesome. All right. Donna from Florida. Thank you, Donna. Thank you for that blessing, Donna. In Jesus' name, at $10, we thank you, Jesus, for breaking the back of the enemy, for breaking the back of debt, for breaking the back in debt of all kinds, financial debt, but breaking the back of debt. And in the name of the Lord, opening up her heart. I see, like, opening up the gates of your heart. There you go. Opening up the gates of your heart to receive the blessing. The fortunes of God, you know, because we're looking to the fortunes of man and to be a blessing to us. You know, they may or may not, but we know the fortunes of God, and then God will use whatever he wants to, right? So we keep our eyes on where our treasures are, right? If you look into your treasures, you lay not treasures up on earth but up in heaven. Then when we get our eyes on the treasures of God in the heavenly realm, then nothing can stop that. There's nothing in the heaven, nothing in the heavenly realm where we get our blessings from in the earth. There's nothing, there is no famine there. There is no lack there. So we keep our eyes on our heavenly treasures. That is, if we're laying up treasures in heaven instead of on the earth, right? Looking to the earth for things, we're looking to the heavens for things. And so as God's showing you how to walk in that, you're going to find out that God will pick and choose whoever he wants to bless you. Amen? Because he can bless somebody, really bless them, and they get increased, and they help you out, that he do what God's telling them to do with you and what you're doing. Or he can just, have some heathen. I've seen all kinds of stories where a heathen person just comes out of the blue, makes a huge donation, a huge blessing, and makes things possible. All right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Simona, thank you, Lord, for Simona. I thank you, Jesus, for her. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for the new invigoration, God, of giving her a new look at things, that sometimes the way we look at things according to what people tell us. And, sometimes we have to trust people that if they're prophets or teachers, if they're telling us the truth, and we find out sometimes that it may be questionable that what they're telling us may be tradition. And God's showing you how to understand and get rid of all the fears of traditional teachings, the fears of traditional teaching, and God really opening up that. So because when those traditional teachings bring fear on us, especially during hard times or during tribulation times or tough times, and then fear moves in instead of faith. And when fear starts moving in, then our blessings dry up. That's what fear does. That's why teaching and prophets prophesying the right things, saying the right things, not just, oh, I feel like there's something about to go wrong out here. That's not a prophet word. I hate it when I hear that stuff from these guys. I'm sensing and feeling something bad is in the air. I'm going like, yeah, I think maybe you need to go to clean up, man. And, I feel like this. They don't say what it is. It's kind of like that. I feel like they're promoting fear. It's fear. Total fear. You got something from God? Say it. If you're just guessing and feeling and sensing, and discerning and putting fear on people, God forgive you for that. And then people's blessings begin to dry up because they got put fear on them instead of faith. Faith in Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you that Simona's faith is in you. She has great faith. And her faith is in you. And faith always gets us to look to you. When we get our faith on people and what they say, then our faith is in people and what they say that God says instead of what God says. I thank you, Lord, that her faith is in you, Jesus. And she's going to walk by faith, not by fear. I believe she's going to prosper and be blessed in Jesus' name. All right, Nikki and Charles. All right, Nikki and Charles, God bless you. Or your life, or your victories. Amen. And let's see, I think you wanted me to pray. Wait a minute, that's wrong. Not Nick and, Nick and Charles gave, and then they gave 20. They gave more than that. I had them down there twice. Sorry about that. I'm going to get it right. Nick and Charles gave like 40-something, so we're going to get them in a little bit. Sally from UK, London, $22. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the treasures of her heart. God has been putting treasures in your heart over the years, prophetic words, information. He's been putting faith inside you, and God says, I'm about to unlock the treasures of your heart. Sometimes the treasures that get opened up are through things being broken. He breaks the lock, or he breaks the seal. And sometimes it's just about being broken before him, or things we go through that we get broken. And when we get broken, what happened? We don't know it. Like, that's what happened to me many years ago. One of the many times, really, really tough time, is that when I went through a real broken time, that it broke the seal in me and opened up a treasure of things inside of me. I didn't know what was in there. And man, oh my gosh, God just began to pour his love through me, give me prophetic words, awesome information about global information, markets and political things and just people and stuff. It's just mind-boggling. And I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing her to the treasures that are already in you, Sai. They're already in you. And God's going to show that they're already in you. And when you see that, it's going to blow your mind.
going to blow your mind. The treasure that in you. It's like in the right time, the right season, those who humble themselves, pride can forfall, you know, and then it talks about those who humble themselves in due season, God shall exalt them. In your due season, that I speak that due season, Father, of the treasure being unlocked in Sally, God, but she won't be going on other people's information, or other people's faith, but on the faith that you put in her, God, the treasure chest of faith. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And I see Jesus becoming beautiful to you. I don't know what that means exactly. I see Jesus becoming beautiful to you. I know I'm sure he already is. He has to be to you. But, you know, the beauty of Christ, glory of Jesus, you say, God, revealing that to you so you can walk in that. And that may be the treasure that I was talking about. I don't know. It's a really unusual word, but awesome. All right, LaShun, $25. Thank you, LaShun. Thank the Lord. LaShun is one of our hosts who hosts every Friday night. Make sure we'll send you text if you want to know when she's on every Friday from 9 to 11, 12, 1, whatever long she stays on. And so pray for her. Bless her. May the Lord be kind to you. May the Lord be gracious to you, LaShun. God bless you. May God unravel the mysteries of Christ and, you know, speak to you clearly because mysteries are mysterious. But when something goes from a mystery to being clear, then we speak in clarity of a mystery that used to be mysterious. And I think it will for the mysteries of the revelations of Christ that become simple to her, where she can declare them simply and easily. So people go, man, I've never heard that before. That's amazing. I never heard that before. That's amazing. And just open up, God. Open up the treasures of your revelation inside of her, Jesus. Hallelujah. And bless her, God. Multiply her. Increase her, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Paulette, $25. Can you tell me to pray over anybody, Paulette? Let me see. Okay, she said so, $25, Paulette. All right. Yes, thank you, Paulette, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Paulette. Father, I thank you for connecting her to, you know, the end times, connecting her to the end time information, to end time prophetic revelation, to end time to the end time revelation. God, show her, give her information on end time revelation of how to be blessed. Because when you're blessed, the end time blessings, Paulette, are different than any other time, because it's the end time, you know. So it's a special time. It's the end of the end time. So there's a shift of how God blesses. There's a shifting in the air. So when you believe the prophets, the Bible says when you believe the prophets, you prosper, and that's why it talks especially in the end times. When you believe the prophets, believe the prophets anytime. But when you believe the prophets and what the prophet is prophesying, that you're seeing that the prophet is prophesying very well, and God is blessing and saying this is right, and things come to pass. When you see that and you listen to what that prophet is saying and God's speaking to them, then God's going to, you know, prosper you. That's what the Bible says. So I thank you, Jesus, for that, for opening her up to that prosperity realm. In Jesus' name, and hallelujah for the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, that was cool. Let's go here. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Lisa from Pennsylvania. Next.
All right, Lisa.
Yes, to pray over them early, but you were up next, so whatever you want to say that is. Good timing, maybe? All right. Okay. All right. Your ma, $7.50. This is Sandra. Sandra? Okay, ma. So we thank you, Lord, for Miss Sandra tonight, God, for ma. We thank you for that $7.50. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the foundations of her soul. We're giving you glory and giving you praise and giving you honor, God, that you are truly God and that there is no other God beside thee. And Lord, I thank you for as you have purified her heart, kept her heart, watching over her heart, making her happy, God, showing her how to be happy, and just the simple blessings of life, God, that knowing that God is with you, knowing that God is on your side, knowing that God has nothing but the best for you, Ma, I see God really open you up to that, removing anything where people maybe have misrepresented God, saying God's out to get you, God's out, you know, the other stuff, and really giving you the insight on who God really is, and opening you up to that, Ma, and Ma, in Jesus' name, and showing you that He cares about the little things. God cares about everything, but He cares about the little things. And I see that you caring about little things and how God cares about those little things. It's the little faucet that spoils the vine, Mom. You know that. So as you are concerned about that, seeking God about that, asking questions about that, God's showing you that He is interested in the little things. And because the little things usually is where the big things come. A whole bunch of little things make a big thing, right? That's kind of what that goes on. God's showing you how to help that, how to deal with that, how to pray about that, how to change that. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. So it's about daily things that we do daily, the little daily things that we do to add up. And God blessing you, Ma, in Jesus' name, on how to do a bunch of little things in obedience to Him and just wanting to, desiring to do changes go on. To know that God is with you and He wants to show His love to you. All right, Devontae, $3.27. Thank you, Lord, for Devontae. Thank you, Jesus, that thank God that you're opening up Devontae's heart, God, to show him, you know, where he's headed, where he's going, the direction that he's going, let him see it, the beginning from the end. Warn him, God, show him the Holy Spirit, show him your blessings. Father, show him that he can count on you, that he doesn't need to fear what people say or what people do. But, you know, the ways of the world are going to will destroy you. The ways of God will restore the God. The ways of God will restore you. The ways of the world will destroy you. The ways of the Lord will restore you. In Jesus' name, may you restore the paths. The paths in the name of Jesus, the paths of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The paths of righteousness. Restore that, Father. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, Father, right now by the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, dear's dad, $10.80. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for dear's dad. We thank you, Jesus, that God, we thank that Pierre, God, that you open up here to see that, what goes around does come around, but that happens in every area, not just with bad things, but with good things. So I thank you, Lord, for showing Pierre how to reverse the cycle, to help share the truth about things with your children, opening up about what's really gone on, how sometimes when we do the wrong things, how we're miserable, how it destroys us, and open up to be honest about those things. God, I thank you for the honesty and truthfulness of Pierre, God, with his family, with his children. Jesus, they will begin to see and know the truth, God, and the truth will set them free, Jesus. And and begin to give Pierre a, knowing that there is a way out. Whether there's always a way where there seems to be no way, there is a way out. It's called the Lord Jesus and His love and truth. The truth sets us free. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. To save our children. Hallelujah. All right, Andre, $2.90. Thank you, Lord, for Andre. We thank you, Jesus, for Andre. We ask you to bless him, God. We ask you to show your compassion on him, Father. He will understand your compassion is real, and that compassion is, reaching out toward Andre, that you always reach out toward Andre, but you want him to bear fruit. Bearing fruit means if the compassion God has reached out to you, start reaching out to others. That's bearing fruit, reaching out to others with what God's shown you, show it to others. And that's what increases what you have, Andre. That's what increases what little bit you think you have. That you want to increase that little bit? Give it away. Let that be the fruit of showing how God has helped you and spoken to you and, you know, had compassion on you and worked with you and all that, to be able to, give that to other people. That's how you increase and multiply and make things increase good. All right. And Lisa, $7.17. Thank you, Lisa, for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the recovery. Lord, I speak recovery in Jesus' name. Recovery, not just restoration, but recovery. I don't know what the difference is, but in Jesus' name, recovery, Father. Thank you, God. We go through these times where we have to let God deal with our children, with the family. Sometimes it gets a little rough, it gets a little tough, but when God is really dealing with things, that's the way it happens. He begins to deal with situations. Sometimes it's very, very tough the way he deals. But, when you look at Paul the Apostle, how he turned that one young man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, for the saving of his soul. If you look at 2 Corinthians where he starts talking about how that he turned around, that was a pretty rough thing to do. But it turned him around. We got to start praying the right prayers and do what God says and not worry about, oh, I'm going to hurt their feelings. Because it's going to be hurting feelings. Well, that's twisted sister, in my opinion. Jesse doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Yeah. All right. Hallelujah. All right, Sandra, $30. Thank you, Sandra, tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that you've given her. In Jesus' name, I sense a realm of hope in you, Sandra. In Jesus' name. I just drink a bunch of water, and God's going to give you water to drink, water of hope. In other words, He's been giving you hope. He's always gives you hope, but some areas where we lose hope at, where we think, we get a little discouraged, where we see some areas where God's really moving, some areas where He's not, God's giving you hope in those areas where it's difficult, hope in those areas where it's hard to break through. God's giving you hope that the things that you dreamed about, the things that you've hoped for are literally going to happen. God's going to bless and multiply and give blessing, amen, and open up and show that He's with you. And that's a big thing to, when God starts showing people, hey, I'm with Sandra, watch, because He does that so that they will ask you. That's why I said be ready to give answer at any time. They're going to start asking you, how are you doing this? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? What are all the different teachers and maybe some of the prophets you're listening to? What do you do? How are you doing this? And I thank the Lord that you will use that to open up the teaching part of Sandra, God, the revelation teaching part of Sandra, in Jesus' name. Amen. And opening up the echo chambers of God's word in the name of Jesus. I don't know what echo chambers are, whatever that is, I'm not sure. Hallelujah. Blessing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your sufficiency in Jesus' name. Whoa. Because what the world, only go one direction. It used to be in the world, but not of it. And now that world that we've been in is no longer going. It's no longer going to be what it was. It's going to go a whole different direction. But God is drawing us out of that world, if you will, into another world, separating us. Like Israel, when Israel came out, when they came out of Egypt, they came out with wealth, they came out with blessings, and God started the whole new thing. And you're right in the middle of that, and it's going to be amazing to watch. Yeah, people are going to ask you about it. Amen. God's going to raise you up. Amen. In Jesus' name. Angela Lanham, $35. Thank you, Angela, for that in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the sun, the moon, the stars. God, I thank you, Father, for that you, just like you did Abraham when he got discouraged, when he was feeling like, you know, what's going on? He said, go out and look at the stars. You know, I'm going to multiply your seed. Because with him, his situation, his discouragement was, that he was supposed to have children. You know, if they had children, that's what the big thing back then was, having children and giving something to pass your blessings down to. In fact, the more children you had, the more wealth you had, right? So it was all about, you know, blessings. The wealth wasn't just having money to be the big dog in the block. It was just the way God had it. That's the way God wanted it, in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord, for showing Angela, Father, more and more that this is just the way God wants it. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you. He's favored you. He wants you to be blessed. He's connected you with some powerful things. And because he's trying to show you, I want you to be blessed. I'm sanctifying you and setting you apart from the rest to show you as an example of my blessing in Jesus' name. And every time we get discouraged, like with Abraham, took him out and said, count the stars. Well, that has to do with count stars. Well, it was about, there were so many stars, couldn't count them all, and see if that's how many children you're going to have. If this whole blessing was about children, he hadn't had any children yet. What's going on with this? Go out and count the stars. Count the sand. Can you count the sands of the seashore? No. Well, so are your children going to be. Why was he giving that specific thing to look at? Because it was about his promise. So whatever the promise is, Angela, God's going to show you, he's going to give you things to say, you know, Angela, you know, look at the wealth of Wall Street or something. I'm going to bless you. Yeah, so see, he's going to use whatever the promises he's giving you, he's going to look at that and say, and use that as an example of saying, be encouraged, it's going to happen. This is the way it's going to be. Amen. Like he did Abraham. All right. Oh, gosh. Okay. There we go. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Nikki and Charles. Father, we thank you for Nikki and Charles. My God, we thank you, Lord, for their heart. $47, I think you got 20 and then 27, something like that. Pray for their mom having surgery, hip surgery. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for her mom tonight. God, we thank you, Jesus, for her. God, we thank you for touching her. We thank you, Lord, for showing her that no matter what we're going through, we can learn from it. We can grow from it. We can, you know, we can see, you know, instead of becoming weaker, we become stronger. That no matter what comes against us, we can become stronger in Jesus. God, that you give her a heart. You've given her a heart to seek after your love. Seek after love. She's a love person. She wants to love. She wants to love and be loved. She wants to be loved. So I thank you, Lord, for showing her about the beloved or the beloved and the relationship of the love that Jesus has for his bride, and let her connect to that and during this time of surgery in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The love fest, the love realm. Amen. In Jesus' name. And Faith and Grace are our granddaughters. All right. So we pray for Faith, Father, and Grace. Thank you, Lord, that as you set them apart, Father, and show them, let them see that, you know, there is a place for them in the kingdom of God to be givers and receivers. You want them to give and receive in Jesus' name, to be able to give their life away freely and to receive from God blessings of love, blessings of marriage, blessings of family, blessing of, you know, no fear where, you know, God is taking care of you. God is your source. God is your provision. That it's not just religion, but it's relationship. with Jesus on faith and grace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open them up, God. Open faith up, Father. Show her that it's about relationship, Jesus. That there are, your relationship with you, Father, is real. You feel it in your heart. You know it. God, may she seek you until she finds you and everything that makes her happy, Father. Blessed and happy are those who are persecuted. Blessed and happy are those who are the meek. Blessed and happy are those who are peacemakers. Right? Blessed and happy. God wants you happy, faith, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for grace. God, we thank you, Lord, for giving her the understanding that as she seeks you out, she will find you. And as she searches out for those treasures and that treasure hunter inside of her, Father, let her know, never give up on finding those treasures, Father. In the name of Jesus, he's a treasure finder, not just a treasure hunter, but a treasure finder. Amen. And for Nikki and Charles, God, we pray for Nikki, Father, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for giving them that ability to proceed and move forward in Jesus' name. You know, like you get in a courtroom or something and say, proceed. Or you get into a situation and say, okay, proceed, you know, move forward. Thank you, Jesus, for the moving forward. The proceeding. What does proceeding mean? Let's look it up here. I don't know. Proceed. Let's see what it means. Proceed meaning. Googling it. It means to money obtained from an event or activity. Well, the proceeds. Okay. Proceed. There you go. That's funny. That was went to money. You know, I Googled it, right? Proceeds. All right, proceeds. There you go. That's a little bit different than what I was thinking. Or just adds to it. The total amount brought in the proceeds of a sale. The net amount received or as a check or from an insurance settlement after deduction of any discount or change charges. Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know. Anyway, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's one about earning. Okay, awesome. So that's about money. Yeah, the word of the Lord wanted me to look at it. Right, so I could get it really clear there. Thank you, Jesus, for the proceeds. In Jesus' name, of their harvest, Father, of the harvest time, in the name of Jesus, let it be done, dear God and my Lord and my God. The power of God, the favor of God, in Jesus' name, let it be a river, Father, underground river being restored, being revealed, in Jesus' name. All right, Chris, $50 from Texas. Thank you, Chris, $50. Thank you, Jesus, Father. I thank you, Father, for the peace of God and the rulership of God, that God's showing him how to rule and reign. God's showing you how to rule. When we rule with Christ, we don't just rule on our own, as you know. We rule with Christ. And how do you do that? Because we're starting to sense that there's a, you know, we're heading toward some new times. We're in some new times, heading toward a new season. And that new season is ruling and reigning with Christ. In other words, right now we have a government ruling over America, when really the truth is the church is supposed to rule over the globe. Right? When Christ comes back, Chris, it's going to be us ruling. He's going to set us out over places. The church leadership, you know, the people that are faithful and loyal to him, he's going to be setting them over cities and nations and that kind of thing. Because we're going to rule and reign with him. So God's showing you how to rule. It's like we take, like Jesus many times in parables, he would say, some little, you know, he gave him a little bit amount of something and said, be faithful with that. Let's see what you can do with the little bit I give you. You know, I give you a little bit, you do good with a little bit, you rule over that little bit with good, we be faithful with it, then I'll give you much. Because what we do with little, we'll do with a lot. You say, oh, when I get a lot, I'll deal with it differently. No, when you do it, he will test you with a little bit to see, to show you how to rule over that, to rule and reign with Christ. So right now, okay, rule and reign with him right now. How do we do that? Jesus, not my will, but your will be done. Show me what to do. What's up? How do I deal with this? How do I handle this? Show me. Reveal me. Reveal to me. Let me know. In the name of Jesus, ruling and reigning with Christ. Thank you, Lord. and how that changes everything. That when something comes in, we're like lions and we roar because we're ruling in our territory. God has given us a roar that we roar, and it puts fear on the enemy. So they can't come and invade our territory. So we learn how to do that. The animals do it naturally, but man has to learn how to do it, right? A lion, well, you can learn more from a lion how to rule than you can from a man, you know, because men, lions are it's just automatic for them. It's in their nature. It's built into them automatically. Their senses are that way. Yeah, so ruling and reigning with Christ in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and that opens up the blessings of God. So the more we rule right, the more he rewards us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Noelle, $50. Thank you, Noella. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Let it be done, Father. Just let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done, in Jesus' name. Let it be done, Father. Just let the words, let it be done. You know, that's what Mary said to Gabriel. Gabriel, when he came to her, she said, let it be done. Let it be done. I just keep hearing that in my spirit when I heard your name. Call your name again, you know, let it be done, let it be done. So the whole time, you know, it's like God is in you in order to come into agreement with everything. It's like, let it be done unto me according to thy word, according to thy word, according to thy word. Because when we say let it be done to us according to thy word, that means that nothing can stop it. That means that nothing can change it. That means that only that is what's going to happen. So that's why Mary said, let it be done unto me according to thy word, because it was going to be a miracle. She tried to explain to him, I'm not even married. He says, you're going to bear the seed without a husband. It's like, uh-oh, that's going to be, how's that going to happen? Oh, my gosh. You know, it's like it was impossible, you know. But her faith said, okay, God, her pure heart went, okay, well, just let it be done unto me according to thy faith. I mean, her faith just picked up on that, even though it was unbelievable, amazing. Okay, I can see us having somebody like David with my husband, Joseph. He's from the tribe of Judah. But we could do that. We could have it. But he told her, that's not going to happen like that. You're going to have the seed of David, all right, but it's going to be in a completely different way with no involvement of man. And that's why when she said, let it be done unto me, that's why I keep hearing you say, God's forming this, Noel, in your spirit, in your thinking. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. That way nothing can stop it. I mean, when she conceived the Christ, Messiah, whoa, amazing. Yeah, amazing. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. I think I got, if I miss your offering, please let me know. Oh, Regina. Okay, Regina, I missed yours. Okay. Thank you for letting me know. I've got that with Terrence. Terrence gave, sometimes when husband and wife teams give, I put, if there's two different offerings, I put them beside the other one, so it makes it a little bit later. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for moving. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Wow. Okay, hang on a second. Let me mess this up. Thank you, Jesus. Where was I at? I was with Noel. then, okay, Regina. Okay. If you gave later in the night, sometimes I put that at the end, so thank you for being patient with me on that one. If I get going, then I don't check them because I don't hear them come in. So thank you for that. But I'm gathering them in now. Okay. Okay. Hang on a minute here. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for helping me. I appreciate it. Okay. Shakwari Mahuta. Okay, we're going to get some of those down because if they come in late, sometimes I don't. Yes, I saw Daniel. Thank you for that. Okay, I just saw Greg. Thank you, Greg, for that. I just saw you. I'm going to put it down here a little bit longer. Sorry about that one. Give me just a minute. Okay. All right. Okay. I saw Daniel. I saw Regina, Greg, Tanisha. All that's coming here in just a minute. All right. I'm going to hit that a little bit here. Because I put these all in line, and then when people give later on during the show, then I move them in, like, to the end sometimes, just when it was going on. All right. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's look at this thing. All right, Indrika. Thank you, Indrika. Indrika gave last week, and we weren't able to pay her off because she gave, like, I think after the show was off, and gave 50 for... she had 50 in first for her family, her and her family, and then 25 for ESW Autofill. And then this week gave 50 for her family and for ESW Autofill. 50 for ESW Autofill and 50 for her family. And so we're going to take off with that. And thank you, Jesus, for Enrica and our precious family, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the offering of the Lord. God, we thank you that Tyreek, $10. We thank you, Jesus, for the love of God, the Tyreek, Lord. This is so Tyreek, your love, God. Let Tyreek think when kids are growing up, they knew. I know I was 20 years old when I got saved. I was a heathen before that, Enrique, you probably know. I was a heathen. I was doing all those things. And at 20 years old, I just met Jesus, man. It was amazing. And, the main thing he showed me was love. Love, love, love. I mean, it was all about he loves me. Lord, I thank you for Tyreek, God, to appoint him to your love. God, it's one thing to know the love of a mother and a father. That is amazing. But to know the love of God, it hits you in a whole different way. It is so completely different from any other love. Lord, I thank you for Tyreek and Tori both. I thank you, Lord, for both of them. Lord, God, show me, open them up to your love, Jesus. Let her sons know your love. Let them be the sons of love. Let the sons of thunder, sons of love. Hallelujah. Amen. Like John the Revelator became, you know, he was a son of thunder, but he became a son of love, great love. He knew the love of the Father. And Lord, I thank you for Arik and Torre. Like I see, you know, like I see Andrika going, Jesus, can my son sit on your right hand and your left hand side? He said, ah, that's not for me to say. That, you know, it's a, yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, God opening that up and, you know, I don't understand some of the stuff I get, but pretty cool. Thank you, God, for that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for Andrika and her family, God, that the whole realm of giving and receiving and the dwelling places of God, the dwelling places of God, they enter into that place of dwelling with God and your love, God. When you're full of love, you know, I mean, life just becomes easier to deal with, easier to deal with. And I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Open up your love, the love room, in the name of Jesus. Kashe paroha. Balika boroge sika baroga. T&T. Arik and Torrey. Hallelujah. Ruling and reigning with Jesus. I don't even know what that means, girl, but that's like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. You know, like you know, their mothers, you know, the sons of men, like, let them sit them out. You're right and left. They're going to make great rulers, Lord, you know, because mothers just know they're, you know, they just know, hey, this would be great. And thank you, Jesus, that you're making them rulers, rulers of love. They rule by love. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Chris, thank you, Jesus, for Chris. God, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up, God. Open up. Open up the gates of your glory, God, and pour out your mercies and your tenderness and your, God, we all need to know. We need refreshing of your tenderness. We need the mercy. We need the merciful hand of God to just come in and give us a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless Chris, God. Pour your spirit out on Chris, God, and nurture him. Feed him. Love him, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, they have no fear. But love casts out fear. And we thank you, Jesus. We all fear. I mean, I fear things. If it wasn't for the love of God, you know, love always casts out fear, because then love causes you to have confidence in God. There's a love thing going on with your family tonight. I don't know what's going on with this. There's a love thing happening here. Hallelujah. And then 25 and drink of $15 equals 25. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Por caraparoha. Fete o conscende pano 24. Babale. There's this whole thing about the ruling. I keep getting this thing. I get this word of it to Chris a little bit, but I'm going here with you. Ruling and reigning. You know, and the TNT thing with, you know, can they sit up your right hand? It's just like, yeah, yeah. And they did, kind of, you know. Yeah, so it's really good. But this whole thing, God, I think about this ruling and reigning room, God, how to rule. You know, righteousness always, you know, God judges unrighteousness, and it causes pride, brings a fall, but humility, you know, causes things, and doing things in a righteous manner causes us to prosper. When everybody else is falling apart, we rule with you, Jesus. We rule. You rock and you rule. You rock, but we rule with you. And I think you, Jesus, I keep hearing Andrika say, we rule with you. We rule with you. We don't rule on our own. Without you, we'd be horrible rulers. But with you, Jesus, we will rule well. We will rule well. I keep hearing you say, we will rule well, God. show them that you would ordain them. There's something back in your genetic code somewhere that rulers or something were called to be rulers. Maybe it's many generations ago. I don't know. And drinking what that is. But rulers, it's in your bloodline. I can see it. I can sense it. I can feel it. Hallelujah. Wow, this is mind-boggling. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, God, right now by the power of God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. That was wild. I went on a little trip with that one. Okay. All right. Thank you. Hang on just a moment. I'm trying to go do something here. Okay. All right. I think I got that. Sometimes a lot of things hit at once, so thank you for your patience tonight. Okay, Margin, I got yours. Thank you for that. Okay, that's what I was looking for, the amount of that. Thank you. Yes. Margin, yes, I got yours too. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks for reminding me. Thanks for keeping me straight, because sometimes I can mess stuff up a little bit without even realizing it. Yes, thank you, Jesus. To keep my concentration and my focus on the Lord, to prophesy and then keep up with all this, I've been doing it a long time. Thank God I've had a lot of practice, but sometimes, you help and you guys help me. I really appreciate it. All right, thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go here. Wow, and Drinker, that was like mind-boggling. What was that? I don't know. ESW Autofill, dear Jesus, the whole thing. Dear God, and that's all connected. That's all connected, that rulership thing, that ruling, that God, let that DNA thing from the Holy Ghost just kick in Jesus' name and activate it through the Word of God, through the renewal of their minds, through the pure grace of God. And may they always give you the glory, Father, for all of it. I know they will, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wow, 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 wow. That was really, really something. All right, Daniel, $100. Thank you, Daniel. That we're getting to these. Y'all, here it comes. Thank you, Jesus. We're finally making it. Thank you for the $100, Lord, from Daniel. God, we thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your grace, God, and your sufficiency on Daniel, God, that Daniel's heart will revere the Lord above all things else. God will reveal for his daughter Bianca. Bianca? Is that the Bianca that Daniel? That's Bianca, right? Yeah, is it Daniel? Okay. Thanks for catching me on that. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Daniel and Jesus' name and that whole thing of the heart of God. Father, for your people, the heart of God, the Bible talks about God's turning the hearts of the children to the fathers and the fathers to their children. In Jesus' name, for that blessing, so there will never be a curse upon a generation or a people. And I thank you, Lord, for that happening in Jesus' name, that Bianca, in Jesus' name, Father, you're calling her to be free from fear, calling her to be free, that you're going to take her, you're going to show her that she has faith above the fray of the world and the flesh. She has a lump on her neck. Yeah, in Jesus' name, I just curse that thing at the root. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that her faith will curse that thing. Anything that tries to curse God's people, God curses, right? That's one thing you look at. When something in your body tries to curse you or mess with you or put fear on you, God curses it. So there's something you cursing something and God cursing. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, it dried up. And so I thank you, Jesus, for Bianca, God, your love for her, and you're turning the children's heart to the fathers and fathers to the children. God, we thank you in Jesus' name that you are equipping her. You have already equipped her with the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for bringing down the fear and lifting up faith in Jesus' name. Her faith level is a lot higher than she realizes. In Jesus' name, the miracles you've seen, Bianca, are going to begin happening with you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, God's going to show you and remove all the human natural. We have human natural fears when something hits us. It's a natural to we go, oh my God, I did the same thing when I sort of passed out. Before my head would hit the bed, I would go black. I'd go out. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got a tumor. That's what I thought. And I stood at the door of the bathroom one night and I said, in Jesus' name, I bind you, fear. I cast you down. And the Lord said, a little bit later, show me, look in the YouTube and do a search for that, for the symptom. And I did, and it was gone the next day, right? Because of that one simple little thing. Thank you, Lord, for God curses the things that curse us. Amen. Amen. And that's usually the enemy's fear he tries to put on. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Donald and Tanya, $130. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald and Tanya, that their faith, God, you're bringing their faith to a whole other level, Father, in Jesus' name, that we're finding ourselves that we can't put our faith in man, but we put our faith in God. Because God is doing things in your life to show you that you can't put your faith in people, put your faith in God. And I know you already do that, but it's at a whole other level because when you put your faith in God, then God can show you things. If we put our faith in people, my job, my church, my government, my whatever, and we all have a certain amount of trust in our government, in our church, in our business, in our the company that we work for. Right? But all of a sudden God goes, I'm going to show you a level of faith that has nothing to do with what you see with your eyes and what you have coming in on a regular basis. God's taking your faith level to a whole other place and putting it in Jesus. Sometimes he shakes us up a little bit with all kinds of rumors of wars and rumors of wars of things. And he starts doing it to get our eyes, with Peter, Jesus said, "Where was your faith at? What happened to your faith? Because you got your eyes off of me. You got your eyes on your storm and your ability to save yourself." But think about it. You're showing Donald and Tony how to not get their eyes on the storm and on the battle and keep their eyes on you, Jesus. You as being their source. You as being their protection. You as being the one who's going to bless them. And nobody can stop that in Jesus' name. All right. All right, Terrence and Tanisha. Tanisha gave 26 and Terrence gave 248. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for Tanisha tonight for that 26. We thank you, Jesus, that the Bible showing you how to cast your care on the Lord, and not just your cares, but the cares of the body of Christ, what people have, what people care so much about, they think they're supposed to care about those things, and they care more about their children than they do about what God wants to do with their children. You know what I'm saying? So God's showing you how to cast your cares. In other words, people think that they're supposed to worry about their kids instead of giving them to God. If they're not worrying about their children, they're going like, something wrong with me. I'm not worried about my child. Well, really? Maybe it's because you got faith that God's going to do something. And then he's trying to shake you out of getting in, of walking by faith and get you to, you need to worry about your children. My mom and dad, they taught me, if you're not worried about something, you don't care. And that's what they told Jesus, Tanisha. This is what God's saying to you. The disciples went to Jesus when the boat was being overwhelmed with water and the storm was raging. They ran down there and they woke him up and they said, man, don't you even care about us? Because he was like sleeping, like he worried about it. And they just, you don't care. what's wrong with you? You don't care? Are you so tired? We're all going to drown? We're all going to die because you don't care? You don't really care because you're not worrying with us? You know, you see what I'm saying? Cash flow cares. God's telling you how to. So he goes, gets out of they wake him from his sleep on his little pillow, Mr. Pillow, probably, gets up and rebukes the storm and says, you know, where would you face that? In other words, how come you guys didn't do this? Well, we were worried about it. We're supposed to care, right? And so, you know, anyway, so this is what people do. They think that they're supposed to worry, because if they don't, they don't really care. And God's showing you how to move the body of Christ in this place to where they don't fear. Like when I remember when the coronavirus thing hit, we were all saying, don't fear, don't fear, don't fear. But I don't know if everybody that was saying don't fear wasn't fearing too, because I think we all were a little bit maybe. And so God's like going, you know, hey, you know, show my people how to cast their cares, because the reason people die of heart attack and heart failure in the end times because they've lived in caring for their stuff, and so when it gets attacked and hit, then the things they've cared for and the way they've cared about it takes them down. God says, cast your cares upon the Lord, where he careth for you. You know, in other words, those things may blow away, but I got some better things for you. Those things may be lost, but I got some new stuff for you. You know, and I will curse those who curse you and bless those who bless you. We don't have to figure out who we're supposed to curse and who we're supposed to bless, right? We just keep blessing them and loving them and doing good to them and that God, because, you know, that's how we get God to activate his, you know, if they're truly cursing us. I taught on this earlier tonight during the show, and I'm bringing it right back for some reason here. But, you know, when he says, I'll curse those who curse you and bless those who bless you, if somebody's truly cursing us, the way we deal with it is we do what Jesus did when he says, bless those who curse you, right? Bless them. And then when you bless them, God says, I will curse them if they're cursing you. I will bless them if they're blessing you. I will do that. We don't do that. We don't do it. You know, I used to think we did it, and unless I got a word from the Lord about it, and the Lord says, you know, do it by the word of the Lord, it's different. But so God really showing you that whole realm about casting your cares upon the Lord. And, so thank you, Lord, for Terrence. God, I thank you, Father, for his faithfulness to you, Jesus, that you're teaching him and giving him the room to test his faithfulness to you. God, am I being faithful to a person or am I being faithful to God? What am I doing? And God's shown you, Terrence, how to be faithful to God. Like when I use this example of working with my pastor, for 10 years. And, you know, there's some things I didn't really agree with him on. Some really, you know, tough things. I like. But you know what? The Lord says, you know, when I call you to be faithful to something, you know, we just be faithful because God says, not because people say, oh, you know what, dude. And so God teaching me how to do that probably has matured me faster than anything I've ever done. Because it's easy to be faithful to those who are faithful to us. It's easy to love those who love us. But when, you know, when there's a contradictory thing going on and God says, I want you to be faithful to me. So we got to realize we're not being faithful to men. People call me a suck up. They say, oh, you're a man, please. You and Pastor Jerry, you just got, good buddy club, what do you call it? Good boy club, or what's that called? I got told that because they thought that's what I was. If they only knew inside me, I was like going, dear God, I mean, not at all. But God, when God calls for me to be faithful in something, I just do it because God told me. And when I did that, that settled things in me that just nothing else could have. It kept me from being shaken by every wind of, oh, don't listen to them, don't listen to that, don't listen to this, don't listen to that. He's not right, she's not right, they're not right, that's not. We listen to God. We don't get our eyes on the storm. We keep our eyes on Jesus, and that faithfulness to him is what keeps us from sinking, right? So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that powerful teaching, God, that powerful revelation. It's in my brother Terrence, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And Nicole, $439.49. Thank you, Father, for Nicole Thank you for the mother in her, God. I thank you for the mother inside of her to raise up that mother, to activate that mother in her, God. That I see, God, when God moves us in a activation of the motherhood or the fatherhood, I mean, you know, you find passion and things in you that you didn't even know you had. You didn't even know you had. And I thank you, Lord, for that with Nicole, for activating that God-given motherhood thing, where it's also a spiritual motherhood too. Thing, it's not just all natural motherhood, but the spiritual motherhood realm in her, God, to teach your children, to, you know, bless your children, to talk to your children, to correct your children with love, and how to correct them, and how to walk with them, how to speak the truth to them, how to speak love to them, you know, how to train them up, how to bless them, how to be a blessing to them, God, as a mother, as a spiritual mother, and a natural mother too, but a spiritual mother, in Jesus' name, and raise up that motherhood inside of her, God. I know she's going to start teaching on, I believe, on the book of Revelation here in a week or so, or I can't know the exact date, but in front of me, but that's happening very soon. So we thank you, Jesus, for that, and that mother in her, God. Giving, feeding, cooking up a meal to feed your children, Father, in Jesus' name. Open up the realms of your glory, Father, motherhood, Father, inside of her, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Regina, $25. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Lord, for Regina, Father. I thank you for a fresh anointing on her to subdue the enemy, to take down, to destroy, to protect, to bring protection to the ones you love. Because sometimes we know things like a mother and a father know things about life, and know things about people, how people can be, how wicked people can be, how evil people can be, how greedy people can be. And knowing that if they get a hold of my child, they could really miss my child. Yeah, and there's that part of you that thinks that wants to roar and stand up and say, no, we will not do that. You will not do that. I will see my children come to God in His word. I will watch the Lord bless my children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that protector inside of Regina, God, in Jesus' name, to protect, to rebuke the devourer. Amen, in Jesus' name, to rebuke the devourer. The Bible even talks about the tithe, how the tithe rebukes the devourer. We give our tithe to God. So, well, I don't know if it's her tithe or what this is, but thank you, Lord, wherever she gets her tithe, however she does it, whatever goes on there, that the power of that, trust in you, Jesus, rebukes the devourer off her family, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless her family, God. Bless her. Bless her family. Bless that anointing, that new anointing of her, God, to rebuke the devourer like never before. She results. Amen. All right, Greg, $20. Thank you, Greg. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the shepherd inside of you, for the shepherd inside of you, God, for my brother, in Jesus' name, that the shepherd inside of you, Jesus, wake that shepherd up inside of him, God. Let him see the shepherd inside of him, the shepherd calling, the shepherd's heart, how tough the shepherd is, how loving, how gentle. One minute he can be playing with children, having a blast, acting like a child, having fun with the children, and yet the next minute be, you know, rebuking, you know, religious leaders and, you know, calling them, you know, snakes and vipers. And, you know, the next minute he's, you know, got a whip in his hand. Right? All the different realms of the shepherd with Brother Greg, my brother Greg tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let him identify with the shepherd, Father, for the work of God in his life, in Jesus' name, for the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' name. Marja, $30. Thank you, Marja, for being a blessing. Lord, I thank you for Marja, Father. I thank you for her faith, her faithfulness to you, God, that she's always faithful to you, always loyal to you, Jesus, always giving as unto you, and being a blessing unto you, and causing the enemy to rebuking and correcting, God, correcting things, correcting your course. I see God correcting the course of people around you, Jesus' name, to bring unity. See God bring in unity where there's been division. I see a joining together of people that have not joined together, like some type of unity thing going on, an agreement, Jesus' name, and brotherhood and sisterhood and love and friendship in Jesus' name, that love and friendship realm. God, let the love and friendship realm at Marge be part of her covenant activation, Father. In Jesus' name, that love and connection, Father, to your love, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, bring that comfort, that sweet, sweet comfort, Father, to her in Jesus' name, sweet, sweet comfort, in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, above the name above all names, Marjorie, keep seeing Jesus, the name above all names, right? That no other name, no other name, nothing. His name is conquered all things. His name is above all names. And God's showing you, Marja, how to use the name of Jesus with great faith, with great authority in Jesus' name. And yet simply like a child crying out to his mommy or daddy, and they come running, hallelujah, to save, to deliver, to watch over, to bless. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I hope I didn't miss anybody tonight. I think I got everyone. But if I miss anybody, please let me know. There's a lot of stuff. People start giving during the show, and we have to go back and grab it all and record it all and keep up with all. It's a lot of, I love it. Actually, a lot of fun. I actually enjoy it. But hopefully always get it right, for sure. Shannon, oh yeah, Shannon. Shannon just gave $10. Thank you, Shannon. Yeah, I saw that. Thank you. Okay, no prayer requests with him. All right. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And Yuki just sent, I think, 120 something. Thank you guys for that. Oh, there you go. All right, Shannon, $10. Thank you, Shannon. I think Shannon just likes to be last, like the last shall be the greatest, right? I think you just kind of got a last thing going on there. Oh, okay. Blessings. I must missed my name, as my grandson. Yeah, you did. I prayed over you earlier. Okay, thank you. Sorry, yeah. Okay, Shannon, let's go to that. I'm getting there. Hang on a second. All right, then Jeff and you just gave 120. Thank you so much for that. Hey, Shannon, thank you, Jesus, for Shannon, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that determination, Father, for the determination, the spirit of determination, in Jesus' name. Yeah, pray for connection, marriage, protection, and blessing. Yeah, and a determination. What I kept getting about that, Shannon, was about determination. God giving you, you're a very determined person. I mean, for somebody who's gone through the battles you've gone through and you go through, you are very determined. You are very determined. I think you realize how determined you are. I mean, that's beautiful. That is a precious thing, how determined you are, how just outright, you know, determined. And that's what I saw when I started praying over you. Before you sent your prayer request, that's what I wanted to say over you, that determination, that, you know, like I've talked about Tanisha before, about that tenaciousness inside of her, you know, not giving up. And, you know, the enemy does everything to shake us loose and then all of a sudden turn that around and, like, you know, all of a sudden the devil's being whacked. And God starts bringing judgment on the enemy in Jesus' name because of the determination, like the woman who sought the judge and the judge would not listen to her. Finally, he says, man, you're driving me crazy. Okay, I'm going to listen to you. And he ruled on her behalf. Really beautiful. Thank you for that, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And for Jeff and Uke, $120. Thank you, Jeff and Uke, for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hang on a second. Okay. All right. Yes, thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord, for that 120. We just bless in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff, God, that as you settle in, Anthony Robbins, famous self-help counselor, had a child recently at 61 years old, Clint Eastwood, had a son, Scott, at 56 years old, and three more kids after that, his youngest kid, when he was 68. Yeah, but how old were his women? That's what we got to know. No, it's not. Yeah, exactly. I got you. Hey, amen. That's pretty good. I love that. Young, obviously. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, the guys were old, but the women had to be, you know, I guess. Yeah. All right. Jeff and Uke. Talking about Jeff and Uke and having babies and all that. I don't know if I want to pray that or not, but we got time for all that. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Noel sent this thing. Thank you for praying for me, Rainy. Welcome. According to your word, I have had a hard time praying the last few years, caregiving my mom with all. And then losing her June 2020, a sad heart, has a hard time dreaming. Yeah, I can imagine. And having hope, but a constant has been the word. And what God said, I believe and stand in faith in that regardless of my circumstances and discouragement, regardless of the condition of my heart or hope, I can count on what God and his word, not my feelings. Hey, man, girl, I'm going to weep when I hear that. I don't know why. Dear God, that makes me want to weep. I don't know why. That just makes me want to weep. Dear Jesus, I want to weep over that. Wow, that really touched me for some reason. Woo! Shisha Pawaha. My gosh. That really hit me. Woo! My Lord and my God. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff. Lord, thank you for Jeff, God. Thank you for the faithfulness of God in him. God, of you just speaking over him, God, how pleased you are with him. I just sense that there's a real need for you to know that God is pleased with you, like your daddy, your father, is pleased with you, and to know that. You know, sometimes fathers withhold their pleasure because they think that if they tell you they're pleased with you, that they're going to somehow, you're going to somehow quit doing the job or quit working hard or quit moving forward. I don't know. But when Jesus began his ministry, Jeff, God, you know, showed up at the baptismal service and just couldn't hold it back. He said, that's my boy right there. He's mine. And I am well pleased with you. And he hadn't done anything yet as far as, because it had nothing to do with what he had done. When he told him when he spoke to him and said, this is my beloved son, and him I'm well pleased, and you I'm well pleased, he says, you know, that ushered him into being a blessing. But God wouldn't withhold the blessing until after he died on the cross and said, now you're a good boy, now you did a good, no, he did it beforehand. But he did it beforehand, and that's what really breathed over him. My father is pleased with me, and therefore I'm gonna keep pleasing him. You know, like it caused him to be the thing he was that his father said about him before he ever did it. Because he was a good boy before that. He was a good guy before that. But there was something about Jesus needing to hear that his father was pleased with him as he is as a person, knowing that he would obey his father, you know, his heavenly father. And I really see God breathing that into you, my brother, breathing that into you. See, you can relax and rest and know that, you know, so beforehand God speaks that. And then you step into that harvest time of going in and harvesting Israel. Israel. And bringing a harvest for souls, and bringing a harvest, you know, for the whole, paying the debt thing being paid, the whole thing. Jesus paid it all. And God was saying, before he ever even did any of that, that I'm well pleased with you. And I see God breathing that into you, making you that success. Jesus was a true success because of what the Father told him before he did a thing, dude. I mean, I don't like that. Pacuela, protoche, marica, la wa, calica rojando, pandeque, shinguiki, shabari, calaro, coico, chochi, cacho, caco, maca, neche, cheque, pato, niki, ponano, niki, ma, ponano, niki, ponano. Wow. Jesus, Lord, for Yuki, God just bless her, Father, with that confidence in you, Jesus. What causes her to have confidence in people is that she's got confidence in God. When you've got your confidence in God first, you can have confidence in people because you see that God can use anybody, right? It's kind of like, yeah, that guy's an idiot. That girl's an idiot. As far as they're just like dumb. Like, dude, but you know what? God calls them to be a part of what I'm doing, you know, God's going to bless them because I'm trusting God. I trust God. And when you trust God, you know, he'll use stupid people to be smart for you. You know, just like God, you know, your belief, your trust in God causes them to be blessed, causes people around you to be blessed, causes people to do and make the right decisions around you, you know, because you're trusting God. If you didn't trust God, they'd make dumb decisions, but because you know, are you simply kind of a general principle that your trust in God, your belief in God, in the Father, is what causes him to bless them with doing the right thing when they don't even have a clue what they're doing sometimes. But they do it because of your trust in God, your faith in God. And I thank you for that, Jesus, with her. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Opening up her heart, God, to trust you more and more and more and more and more, to cause a successful environment around us, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's like having people around you who really believe God. You have a bunch of people, you have five people. That's why it says two or three agree. Two or three agreeing is people that come in agreement are people who trust God and believe God. I don't know how many you have, but if you get one person who believes God, then people who don't even believe God, they have a hard time, they struggle, they don't have great faith. When they're kind of under you or with you or part of what you're, you know, God's having you do, your belief in God gets on them, even in spite of themselves, and causes them to do great things because of your faith. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. We're going to talk about this sometime. Really, really amazing. 11, an amazing. 11:11, yeah. All right. Wow. Woo. I took a break the last couple of days. Now I'm getting sleepy. I'm taking a break, all right? I love it. All right, Nicole? I think it's 11. I mean, 7. 7:37. Oh, 7:37. Offering. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Bless you for that. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for cost, counting the cost. You know, when you count the cost of something, it's not that we don't count the cost according to what people say,
It is. But of what God says it is. Because people don't even know what the cost of something is, you know, as far as how to get something done. From, I mean, I've had people all the time trying to tell me, oh, have you counted the cost on that prophecy thing? You sure? You know, they don't even know what they're talking about. Counting the cost in the realm I live in, it's different than the realm they live in. You know, it's a whole different thing. So I don't listen to people about that. So I do what God tells me to do, and they say you bite off more than you could chew. I'm going, yeah. So did Abraham. So did Isaac. So did Jacob. So did Jesus. So did Joseph. They all bit off more than they could chew. People have accused me, and not accused me, but said to me, addressed me, well, you bite off more than you can chew. Well, exactly. Because if I could chew it, what good's it going to do? What's it going to do? What good's it going to do for you to be able to chew what you can do? It's not being able to chew it that causes you to do it in Jesus. It's a sad rendition of something, but it's great information. But Nicole from D.C., thank you, Jesus. Lord, surprise her, God, with a new confidence in you, Jesus. Surprise her with the ability to offer up prayers and offer up situations and offer up her mom and offer up her family, offer up her future, offer up just offering the offering realm, of, Nicole, of offering up things to God. In Jesus' name, trusting him, knowing that through him all things are possible. As long as I listen to his voice and do what he says. We don't just come up with something, as you know, and believe God for it. We hear what he says. It's always going to be bigger and more than what we can handle, because that way we have to depend on him. Amen. So I thank you, Jesus, for that. Coley, Father, and showing her the ways out. Show me. I want to know, too. I want to learn so much. I need to learn. I just feel like I need to learn. Every time I enter into a new season, a new place with God, I feel like I don't really know anything, you know. It's almost like he lets me know that I don't know anything. Why? Because I'll trust him more. Yep. Trust and believe. All right, y'all. Thank you very much. Thanks for being on tonight. Thanks for being part of the show and helping out and doing whatever God tells you to do. We love it. Really appreciate it. Without you, you know, God calls you to be a part of PGN. You know, we need a lot. We need a lot. I don't ever talk about how what we need because I don't want to overwhelm anybody. But, you know, don't stop giving. Sometimes people adjust their giving because, well, they got enough money coming in. Let's give somewhere else. You know, they divide themselves. We can quit giving, you know, $50 a week. We can give 25 because we've got so much coming in. Listen, if you only knew, you know, it's like, you know, don't adjust your giving to how much you think or I think or we think that we have coming in. Just do what God says, whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but whatever that is, do what God says. Amen? And God will bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus' name. All right, y'all. I think I'm getting rested up a little bit. I was really, 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 really tired. Really, really tired. Harder than I think. I work like a crazy man. I go at it really hard. And then I wake up going, oh, my gosh, what happened to me? And I can't even think straight because I'm so tired, because I'm so wore out tired. But it's such a pleasure, such a joy. It really is. All right, you guys, thank you for being on tonight. And I think that's it. I think that's thank everybody for your love. We're going to talk about, of course, things next week, too. Again, you never know what we're going to get into, because I never know what we're going to be getting into. So thank you for that. Thanks for being able to walk with that. Pray for those who are coming up short so God can help them out. All right, y'all. All right. Thank you so much. We love you. And I am going to call it a night. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.